It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, May 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. A transitional housing program for homeless families on the Western Slope now has a permanent home. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Haven House will remain in Olathe. Larry Fredrickson is the executive director of the nonprofit faith-based shelter.
We're happy to report that the housing authority that owned the building has agreed to our contract for the purchase. The closing is set for May 28th.
Earlier this month, Haven House got a notice from the Montrose County Housing Authority saying it had sold the two-acre site. However, Fredrickson said the organization did have the option to buy the property if it could come up with $345,000 in 15 days.
The funds were raised with a combination of donations and with loans. The loans made up about 60% of the total purchase price.
Haven House plans on paying back the loans with a grant it hopes to get from the state. Fredrickson says he's thankful for the community support the long-term shelter received, and he's glad the 50 adults and children living there can stay. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A strange incident occurred at the Delta Middle School last week. A student took a section of pigskin from his science dissection lab. District Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay explains what happened next.
Kind of messed around and kicking this thing around, and then the boy that took it felt like it would be a good idea to put it in somebody's bag, and they talked about it as being a prank. The other boy said no, he shouldn't do that. Long story short is he went ahead and did that, and we're very sorry for the girl's backpack that it went into because it wasn't correct, and this girl got home and this was in her backpack and had no knowledge of it. So the district is very supportive of that family, and
the student was given a two-day in-school suspension and was made to write a letter of apology. The district doesn't believe this incident to be a case of bullying.
When we talk about our bullying definition of repeated and intimidation and those kind of things, this one just wasn't there. Is it inappropriate and disrespectful? Absolutely. But I think that these kids were, messed around and made a poor choice.
The Delta County School District has apologized to the girl and her family. Across the country, but mostly in the Midwest, a bird flu is killing chickens and turkeys by the millions. This is Keith Rohr, the Colorado State Veterinarian.
Well, this is an unprecedented outbreak of avian influenza, what we've seen since the last week of March. Is up to 172 commercial poultry flocks that have been affected. And to date, the number of birds that have been affected is approaching 40 million. So we've had outbreaks of avian influenza in previous years, and 1983 was a significant year, but the numbers that we're experiencing in this outbreak have more than doubled what we've seen in previous outbreaks.
The virus, H5N2, is a Eurasian virus. It's believed to have initially gotten into domestic poultry through birds migrating north this spring. Right now, there are no cases of the disease in Colorado. Iowa has been hit the hardest, but it's been found in Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and Nebraska. Rohr says that this strain of bird flu is different than H5N1, the disease that crossed over to humans in Asia.
This virus is different. That virus was communicable to people. This one has not shown any ability to cause health problems in people. And the food supply is safe. The birds in the facilities that are affected, those eggs do not go into the food supply.
He says that in the immediate, he's not too worried about the disease entering Colorado. However, the wild birds that carried the disease north this spring may be commingling, and there's a chance that they'll bring it back this fall. Complete eradication will be difficult, too, as the disease could be wiped out from chicken farms but find its way back in a few years from wild animals again. Any domesticated flocks found with the disease are euthanized and depopulated. The Colorado Department of Transportation Commission voted unanimously to approve $1 million to help preserve the Southwest Chief Rail Line in southern Colorado. It's part of the route that stretches from Chicago to Los Angeles. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The aging track needs major upgrades, or Amtrak will have to reroute the line out of Colorado and parts of New Mexico and Kansas. The train stops in Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad in southeastern Colorado. Republican State Senator Larry Crowder of Alamosa tried to get money for the track during the state's legislative session, but his efforts failed there because of competing priorities in the state budget. He calls the Southwest Chief Line critical.
And I think long-term goal, visionary, is to pull all this together and create a transportation that would benefit, you know, not only Southern Colorado, but the rest of the state.
Crowder says he didn't expect the 11-member Transportation Commission to vote unanimously to allocate the $1 million.
You know, I run some legislation on this, and it did not pass. So this was basically our last resort.
Colorado, led by La Junta, along with Kansas and New Mexico, is applying for a federal transportation grant to help repair the track, but it requires local matching funds. Last year, the project won $12.5 million, but Colorado didn't contribute as a state. La Junta City Manager Rick Klein drove to Denver to testify at the commission meeting. He's been trying for several years to save the track. He says it was time for Colorado to step up to the plate, especially because Kansas committed $3 million last year.
And I've been real nervous because we have so much other funds that are being leveraged, and they were waiting, some of them, on this vote to make sure that Colorado was in.
Klein says with Colorado's $1 million commitment, Kansas has agreed to put in that amount this year. New Mexico is also planning to add local matching funds. Klein calls it a victory for America, a country that he says was built on great rail. Klein believes there's currently a shift happening away from cars.
That's the way the nation's going. People, you know, in the, especially in your bigger cities like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, they can't afford to have a garage and a car. So mass transit is their link to the rest of America. And if we want the tourists, we want growth, we have to be a part of that link too.
The latest federal grant is due in early June. By fall, Colorado will know whether it secured the next $20 million or more. Amtrak and Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, the freight carrier that owns the track, are also contributing money. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The weather has been wet and everyone is noticing. Several people have posted at icchange.org about the rain and in some instances hail. The water is good news for the state reservoirs, but the threat of drought still looms large this summer. If you have questions about the weather or anything about how the natural world around us is changing, check out icchange.org. You can let us know and we'll find out for you. Also, we'll be having a meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here at KVNF to talk about IC Change. We'll be talking about what we hope to achieve with IC Change and give you a sneak peek of what we're launching with NASA this summer. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, suggestions, complaints, and feedback as we try to make a better IC Change. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.